In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you only had one final public appearance to make in your life, what would you say? What would you want those who would hear you to remember? What would you want them to do? Our reading from John chapter 12 takes us to the end of the day on Tuesday of Holy Week. This section of scripture is significant because it marks the final public appearance by Jesus prior to his arrest and crucifixion. It's the final time he and the crowds in Jerusalem will exchange words before he is arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and placed on trial. What does Jesus want us to remember from his significant final appearance? What does Jesus want us to remember from his final significant appearance? Let us focus on several of the statements Jesus makes in this significant last appearance in public. First, he states, "The hour has come for the Son of Man be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Jesus is clearly speaking about his coming crucifixion, death, and burial. On several early occasions, Jesus had stated that his time had not yet come, but now his time had come. It's all happening according to his timetable, which is the timetable of the Father. All was now ready for him to endure what he had come into the world to endure, to accomplish what the Father had sent him into the world to accomplish. Christ would be glorified, but not in the way some were expecting. He would not bring a revolution and establish an earthly kingdom that he would rule with subjects bowing down to him. No. Instead, he would let others triumph over him. And he would actually bow down his head in death on a cross. There, he would voluntarily offer his life as a payment in full for all sin and all evil. The way to being glorified for Christ was by way of crucifixion. He would not reign from a palace. He would hang from a cross. He would not lie on a luxurious bed of ivory. He would lie on a cold stone of a tomb. He would not be wrapped in the finest fabrics. He would be wrapped in burial cloths. And it is through death that he will bear much fruit indeed. Jesus compares his own death and burial to that of a grain of wheat bearing much fruit after he has been dead and buried in the ground. It is a paradox, to be sure. Life comes by the way of death. The fruit, the life that Jesus is talking about, is ours. Life comes for us by way of Christ's death. By his death, Jesus has destroyed death's power to harm us. By his death, Jesus has destroyed sin, sin's power to condemn us. Death is no longer the end. The grave is not the final resting place. As Christ said one chapter earlier in the Gospel of John, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. We also see in this final public appearance of our Savior prior to his arrest, a great deal of transparency and vulnerability. He is truly human. As the appointed time is drawing closer, he states in our reading, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I have come to this hour." These words call to mind the words he will pray to the Father in about 48 hours later in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." So also in our reading, Jesus speculates, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." Jesus knew the horror of what was ahead of him. It would include being beaten, being whipped, being spat upon, being mocked, and suffering excruciating pain as he hung on the cross. You and I can only imagine the pain, the anguish, the suffering, and the shame he would endure. But nothing would compare to the isolation of being abandoned by his own Father as he would hang there on the cross. He would be so troubled that he would cry out for all to hear, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Sadly, you and I know the answer to that question. Jesus was forsaken because he was bearing our sin. Our sin that should have forever separated us from God. Is it any wonder that his soul is troubled at this point as he sees these things coming up? Yet, as he did in the Garden of Gethsemane, so also he does here in our reading. He will not let his human emotions override the will of the Father and the reason he came into the world and the mission he has come to accomplish. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was quick to add the words to his request to let this cup pass from him. He said, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And also here, he adds the words, "But for this purpose, I have come to this hour." Yes, for this very purpose he came into the world, and for this very purpose he came to this specific point in time. As he said about himself, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." He came to die so that we might live, not just here, but eternally in the presence of God. For this reason he came into the world. And what would be Christ's final words of his final public appearance prior to his arrest and crucifixion? He says, While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. He issues one final appeal to trust and believe in him. Even as he is facing all of his personal anxiety, his concern is not for himself, but for all who are within hearing distance, so that they might believe in him, trust in him, have confidence in him as their Savior. He and the Father are united in not wanting any to perish, but rather that everyone should come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. As a church, and as individual members of our Lord's church, our message to those walking in the darkness of sin and unbelief is identical up to the message Christ delivered in his final public appearance prior to his arrest. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Who knows how many more opportunities anyone outside of faith in Jesus Christ will have to believe in the light before the darkness of death closes in, and then it's too late. So please continue to pray with me that God will use us to bring the light of Jesus to those living in the darkness of sin and unbelief. May he use each one of us, our actions and our words, as his instruments of light and life in this world. And so concludes Christ's final public appearance before his arrest. An appearance where he announces that his time has come, that he will be buried, and that he will produce much fruit. An appearance that he speaks about his fear and anguish concerning the horrific events he will endure in the next few days. An appearance that he appeals one last time for faith in the part of his hearers. It was a significant final public appearance indeed. He was indeed. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.